The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
And we're back here. I analyze this. Some programming notes for Channel 12, the flagship station for tonight. We got the PBS NewsHour from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Then we got Comes with the Territory, man. Doing that Monday night thing, you know what I'm saying? I like that. Comes with the Territory. That's from 8 to 9 p.m. And then we got Elton John and Bernie Taupin, right? Celebrate as Elton John and Bernie Taupin received the 2024 Library of Congress Gershwin Prize for Popular Song. That's awesome, right? And that's from 9 to 10:30. And then we got American Anthem, a half hour, 10:30 to 11. And Independent Lens comes on from 11 p.m. to midnight. Follow the three people as they navigate their lives with determination in the face of Parkinson's disease, right? So that's Independent Lens from 11 to 12, okay? So NewsHour, PBS NewsHour, 7 to 8. Come to the Territory from 8 to 9. Elton John and Bernie Taupin from 9 to 10:30. American Anthem from 10:30 to 11. That's a half hour deal. And Independent Lens from 11 to midnight. Every time I think of Parkinson's, I think of the great one, right? The original GOAT, right? Muhammad Ali, because he was inflicted with that disease back in the day, right? Parkinson's disease. I want to give a shout out to the University of South Carolina Lady Gamecocks winning the national championship and completing an undefeated season yesterday. I think 38-0 is what we're dealing with, right? And of course, and I was thinking about how I wanted to phrase this. We have adopted the University of South Carolina as our college basketball team, right? Just like we adopted the San Antonio Spurs when Tim Duncan was an NBA player and the Virgin Islands own, right? The Virgin Islands own. So yesterday it was real nice. You know, I was at a sports bar here on St. Croix and seeing all of the fans in there supporting South Carolina because Aaliyah Boston from St. Thomas was a dominant player, player of the year and all that stuff. University of South Carolina. She's now gone on to WNBA. She's doing some communications work. She did some work with ESPN. She was there interviewing her former coach, Don Staley, who broke down and started crying. And that was cool, man. You know, to see how, even though Aaliyah has graduated, you know, the University of South Carolina is still ours. Or like they're saying, St. Thomas, ours. You know what I'm saying? So that was cool. So congratulations. And you know, they've been to the Final Four the last 4 years in a row, right? They lost in the semifinals in 2021, won the championship, won it all in 2022, lost in the semifinals to Iowa in 2023, and avenged that defeat yesterday in the championship game by beating Iowa. And I want to give a shout-out to Caitlin Clark as well, right? A great, great college player for Iowa. Transcending, right? Basketball player, literally. The female version of Steph Curry, but we really want to get into that. She is one of one. She is the lady version of Caitlin Clark. She's that good. You know what I'm saying? But yesterday was another classic example, and I know me and the boys going to talk about this on the table talk later on this week, probably on Thursday, right? A good team will beat a good player every single time. And South Carolina was the superior team. And they got a young lady named Cardoso. She's from Brazil. I think she was the most outstanding player for the tournament. And they got some great players. They got a girl named Pau Pau. She's nice. I think she transferred. Tessa Johnson, I think her name was. Just a very, very good, good team. A young lady named Watkins, who is also a power forward. Not Juju Watkins for University of Southern California, because she's another great legend. But I'm telling you, man, teamwork and leadership. Can't give Don Staley enough credit, man. You know what I'm saying? Can't. If she's that good. And she was a former college player of the year as well. She played at University of Virginia back in the day. So I want to give a shout out to the Lady Gamecocks. And I want to say this, right? I know it's going to be controversial, right? If you're still allowing the University of South Carolina to be referred to as Lady Gamecocks, what are you ban cockfighting for? You check what I'm saying? I'm just having some fun with that. It's controversial, but yo, you know what I mean? Your ban cockfighting was still allowing University of South Carolina to hold on, you know, to their mascot, right? The Gamecocks. So that's a different topic. We'll have some fun with that. We got Nicole Parsons on the line yet from the forum. Okay, we're supposed to be talking with Miss Nicole Parsons because, you know, the forum, they do a lot of good things. And everything that they do, we want to try to support them. And I heard the spot earlier. They got an event coming up this time. And their season typically runs from the fall till about early May. So I believe they got an event coming up sometime soon. So I want to say good morning to Nicole Parsons for joining us from the forum. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning, Neville. I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hope you had a great Easter last weekend, and glad to hear your voice.
Well, we had a good Easter, really calm, because February, March, and April are such busy months for us. But we were happy that we had some downtime. And you?
Oh, yeah. It was nice. Nice. We had a remote location show to start the weekend up at Kramer's Park, which is one of our camping sites, a nice beach area. And then it was nice and quiet since then. So I'm glad to hear everything. So how did the Water Island Music Festival go?
It was really nice. It was really nice. We had that addition with the art in the courtyard.
Yeah, with Lucy and Downs.
Yeah, Lucian Downs and Amy Gibbs, mm-hmm. and initiated by Antilles School, and that was a great addition. That was really nice. I mean, we're all about the arts and the performing arts, so whatever we can support to build out and show the community that art in general is just inspiring. And so, people came out, so that was really nice.
Okay, that's good. So you the season is winding down with the forum, huh?
We are winding down. But we have some other things on our sleeves. And Janae Provost, the executive director of St. John's School of the Arts, she's also on the line.
Okay. Good morning, Ms. Provost. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good.
That's good. How you been?
Been really well. Thank you for asking.
Okay, good. So we got the Sphinx Virtuoso coming up this weekend?
We do. Okay. We do.
We'll break that down. Let the public know what we're talking about here.
Yes. So the Sphinx Orchestra, it's a very exceptional and one-of-a-kind orchestra, and mainly because the Sphinx organization, which is a 501c3, years ago started purely to diversify the classical world. Because for young Black and Latino artists or musicians in the classical world, it was not that easy to get a spot. Now, on the Virgin Islands, we were very privileged. I mean, I said we, but that we actually had the first Black violin player at the Met Opera was from here. Unfortunately, he recently, a few years ago, passed away, but Petmer Lewis. So there were, you know, artists from other communities in the classical world, but just what I said, he was the first one and the only one for years. So the Sphinx organization made it a point, and Chase Bank on the mainland is supporting that from the beginning, is to diversify. So young students in the classical world, from Black and Latino descent, can connect with the foundation. So up till today, so if you're in the territory and you love classical music and you're pursuing it and you have problems pursuing, if it is scholarship-wise, opportunity-wise, please look up the Sphinx Foundation. They will help. We had a few young people here that actually went to summer programs and got scholarships for colleges. And the beautiful thing is now the scene is getting more diverse. So there are a couple of ensembles out there that are diverse, and the violin player or the cello or the cellist, I mean, or the clarinetist, they all come in them mostly from the Sphinx Foundation. So their mission works. That's why we are very excited to have their orchestra, because that's their biggest product, right? It's like 18-piece string orchestra that that travels the world.
And they're originally from Minnesota, right?
Correct. That's where they're located. But for everybody to know that everybody or every musician or young people that's affiliated with the Sphinx organization, they are coming from everywhere.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily only from that state. They're just coming nationwide.
No, I'm looking at it. And for those who want to find out more about them, you can go to sphinxmusic.org. That's www.sphinxmusic.org. And you'll see a lot about them. So they're comprised of 18 accomplished Black and Latin artists. A critical aim of Sphinx Virtuosi is to evolve and transform the face of classical music through artistic excellence, pioneering programming, and impassioned community engagement. And they got some beautiful photos here, and this is awesome. And they're playing all of the classic instruments, Nicole.
Yes, they do. They do. And a Virgin Islander is actually very instrumental in the organization as well, which is Tynetta McIntosh. She's originally from St. Thomas. She has a huge family here. She works for Chase Bank in New York, but she always worked here by First Bank first, mm-hmm. and then moved to New York. And she was the chair and is now the vice chair of the Sphinx organizations. And she's also a member of the board of the forum.
Okay, good.
So,
I was going to ask Ms. Provost. Ms. Provost, are you excited about the Sphinx virtual? Is she coming to the territory or?
Oh, very, very excited. You know, representation is so important, and not also, you know, just the musicians, but the music that they play as well. A lot of Latina and Caribbean composers, and so it's not just, you know, the musicians themselves, but also the music that they play. So very excited about it.
Okay, that's good. We get our young people to have a greater appreciation for classical music. Or like, I know, you know, everything nowadays is dancehall and hip hop and all that stuff. But if you get a good foundation in classical music, then the other genres come pretty easy, right?
So I think that's the biggest part of what we do, right, Nicole, is providing the opportunities for students to experience the music, meet musicians that look like them. And, you know, really give them the opportunity to immerse themselves in it.
No, I...
Yeah,
go ahead, Nicole. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, and what we sometimes forget is that music is all about developing your ear. But even in the, you know, when we were growing up, the disco, and when later on the R&B and the hip-hop... it all has to do with the ear. The songs that are really lasting, if you look at it deeper in your research, you find out, hey, wait a minute, there were actually well-educated musicians behind of it with a developed ear. So what Janae is saying, they're both are very focused and given the opportunity to develop your ear. It's the same as you need to learn to read and write. You need to read, right? So we say if you like to develop yourself in music, your ear is your instrument first and foremost. So if you look into hip-hop, somebody like John Legend, who is well-educated, is behind a lot of harmonies and melodies in the hip-hop world. And people forget about that sometimes, but you need that element, too, in every genre. So that's why we want to give the kids here the opportunity to start developing their ear.
Well, that's awesome. So you mentioned how you pronounce your name, Tynetta or Tynetta?
Tynetta.
Tynetta McIntosh. She's originally from the Virgin Islands.
Yes, she has a large family here. Most of her family members are still living here on St. Thomas.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm looking at her bio here, and she's lived in Hong Kong, and she works with Chase, right? And
yes.
They said based in New York City, Tynetta is responsible for strategic communications to the firm's 250,000 employees globally, and the related channels used to engage the firm's employee community. And this includes executive communication support to members of the firm's operating committee. So, Nicole, I'm going to need a favor. I need you to hook me up with this interview, man, so I can get Ms. McIntosh and analyze this. You can.
Yes, yeah? I think that would be great.
Put in a good word for your boy, man. Let me get this Virgin Islands star on the show.
Yeah, I will make it work. She is actually coming to the territory tomorrow.
Okay.
She will be here the whole weekend, and she's doing everything in her power to let, you know, the Virgin Islands know that this is very important and that opens a lot of doors.
Yeah, man. So see if you can make that happen for me. So we appreciate that. As well, we're talking with Nicole Parsons from the forum. Ms. Provost, what's your first name?
Jeanette,
okay. It's Provost or Prevost?
Provost.
Provost, okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure, so, you know, I want to make sure we get that correct. The St. John's School of the Arts coming along good?
Yes, everything is really great here. We think will be our last concert of our series.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting ready to close that out. But, you know, as you know, we're still continuing with our arts programming throughout the remainder of the academic school year, as well as our summer programming. So
what's the enrollment for the St. John's School of the Arts right now?
So in our after-school program, we have about 102 students.
100 and what?
102.
What? Students. That's a big number for St. John, man. Congrats. I'm doing good.
So, I mean, we service all of the schools here on St. John. So okay. We're talking about public school, Julius Rowe, Gift Hill School, as well as St. John Christian Academy, and then the homeschool populations. We have about 22 after-school offerings.
Mm-hmm.
That students can come and participate in. And so that's our after-school offerings. We also have in-school programming, so we bring the arts to the schools as well, too. So we have different programs in the school
No, that's good.
And then, of course, our community arts programming. So we have adult classes. We're actually getting ready to do our third tango class on Tuesday. Evening. So
I would anything. I think, man. I like that. we're gonna take a break. Come back. We're talking with Ms. Jeanette Provost, St. John's School of the Arts, and of course Nicole Parsons from the Forum Sphinx Virtual C, coming to the territory. Be back right after this.
Bank of St. Croix has something for everyone. With two locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix, Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix, Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on Wait, we give you a chance to impress your friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists. You'll be the life of the party, or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression, and you can thank Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
He said that black smoke was constantly coming out of the burn pits 24/7. And my reaction to it was like, wow, that doesn't sound very safe. Wonder what that's about. And in my mind, I couldn't imagine at the time that type of system operating could potentially harm our service members.
Journalism that seeks and reveals. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Morning Edition takes you across this country and around the world with stories that keep you informed and the context to understand what matters. The news comes at you quickly, but we slow it down to examine each story from different angles and give perspective on what might happen next. A brand new day comes with new possibilities and a new edition of Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
And we're back here and analyze this. And we've got the forum represented by Miss Nicole Parsons. And we got St. John's School of Arts, Mr. Right, Provost. And I know that Mr. Sponsor himself, because when I heard the spot earlier this morning and I heard the first sponsor, the VI lottery, I said, there we go again. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Raymond Williams joining us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you. Good morning.
Once again, thank you very much for all you do on behalf of a lot of our nonprofit entities. With sponsorship support from the Virgin Islands lottery. By the way, Miss Muller was on last week. She did a great job.
Oh, I was off island. I had a death in my family, so I had to travel off island. But yeah, I understand she did a great job. Thanks for providing us the opportunity.
No, she was. She. I mean, some big shoes to fill, but she did a good job. So. I just want to let you know that your deputies are delivering on your behalf, so that's a good thing. So you were approached by the forum, or you heard about it and reached out to them. How does one pan out?
Well, we actually started our collaboration last year. We started more than a year ago. We through the governor's office, Nicole and Dion. Reached out to the lottery as being one of the sponsors of the United Jazz Foundation series of concerts that the governor wanted to have hosted on St. Croix.
Yeah, that's down in the west, down on the waterfront. Yeah.
Correct. And that's where we really got started. And then, you know, we had decided to include in our budget for FY24 more opportunities because of how successful that first series was, and again, through the governor's office, and more specifically now, with the relationships that the lottery has developed with the United Jazz Foundation, and having those conversations with Nicole and Deanne and my staff, you know, we realize that there's so much more that can be presented to our community, and not just St. Croix, not just Fredrickson, but now St. Thomas and St. John. And I when Nicole told us what they were thinking, you know, my staff got extremely excited, and once they get excited, I got excited. I naturally you know. So here we are yet again as a team trying to make sure that we get the arts out there.
Yeah, and Neville, you were actually very instrumental too, because Janae, the last time you and I were on with you, Neville, we were talking about the necessity of a greater collaboration just for all the small performing arts organizations that really want to do a lot for the young people. And as soon as we got off the air, Mr. Williams called me, Nicole, this is exactly what I want to be a part of. So we got very excited between the St. John's School of the Arts and CMSC CMC Arts in Frederickstead, and then the Forum and United Jazz Foundation. Mr. Williams is a blessing because we're going to expand. We're going to be able to do more for the community and reach out.
Absolutely. I think it's true manifestation at its finest.
Yes.
Well, anything I could do, you know what I mean? Because, you know, we started our Arts Thursday on this show, I'd say about 2 or 3 years ago. We started incorporating the need to promote our local artists across the board, not just music, but actual, you know, artists themselves working on canvas, any art form. We don't believe the stations, the other stations, give them the level of attention they deserve. So anything that we could do to help promote that, we could do that. And I think we got a bright future here, you know, in the territory. You know, I think all of us are eternally optimistic, and we got to do what we can to let those with skills know that we support them to that end. Mr. Williams, you spoke about working with the governor with the jazz series. And for those who don't know, Mr. Williams, I know you and I go way back, we're sons of the soil. The jazz in the Caribbean actually started here in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
You know, back in 1992, right? We had the first jazz and I think it was Caribbean music, right? Well, jazz and Caribbean music was the label, right? For what we were promoting back then. We had 3 years of that, and then Hurricane Marilyn short-circuited it, and other islands picked it up.
Yeah, uh-huh. and the funny part is to do full circle. One of those first ones, and it was on St. Croix. I have some pictures of Dion as a much younger.
Yeah.
With Ron Blake, much younger, actually playing on St. Croix during those days.
Yeah. Dion, and that was when the original Polly Joseph Stadium, right, Mr. Williams?
Yes, that's correct. It was
Dung in the West. And we had 3 good years of that. It used to be a fall event, I think October. Hopefully when we're done, let me knock on wood, with the reconstruction of the new Polly Joseph, we can get that jazz series back in business.
So you remember even when David Jones used to do the thing with the cruise ship?
Yeah, the Harbor Nights. Harbor Nights, right? It was a Wednesday night thing every during the cruise ship season down there on the waterfront in Frederickstead. We got a lot of potential in the Virgin Islands.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
And a lot of talent, right?
Oh, without a doubt. Because without a doubt.
We are so the most exciting thing for I think for Janae and for Lisa from CMC Arts and for me representing the Forum and United Jazz Foundation is that we have Sphinx Petrosi on St. John and St. Thomas this weekend, but we actually starting the celebration of the music on Thursday on St. Croix by CMC Arch at the VIU Ensemble from United Jazz Foundation as our after-school program. Mm-hmm. They're playing there. And then on Friday, they coming to St. Thomas playing at the Children's Museum. So there are actually 4 days, 4 concerts. No, 3 days, 4 concerts. So it overlaps. And that all with, you know, the vision of Mr. Williams to incentivize and give all these opportunities.
Mr. Williams, talk about, you know, people might know of the VI Lottery sponsoring these events, but it goes beyond sponsorship, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You know, the whole objective level is not just the quote-unquote sponsorship, but the requirement of our charter, of our law, that basically tells us that we've got to reinvest in the community in a huge way. And that's what we continue to do. You know, I keep getting that ear of negativity from time to time, where people, based on not realizing or ignorance or whatever, that the money that the lottery generates literally goes back out. It doesn't sit here in this office to do other than operational and, you know, stuff like that, salaries and utility. But besides that percentage, that money goes back out into the community as best we can. And I'll say, on a side note, that we're kind of halting on some of the sponsorship opportunities simply because with the cyber attack that we suffered back in January, we're still trying to get a clear picture as to where our financials are at, because all our data got encrypted, and now we're trying to recover some, and not only that, but we're trying to rebuild our systems. So until I have an absolute picture of where we are, you know, we were trying to minimize other than price payments or stuff like that, what we do, you know?
No, that's awesome. I just want to, before I get back to Ms. Provo, before I ask Ms. Provo a question, I want to run through the diversity of the forums, live performances that began back in October with Nicole. Nicole, you had the Kevin Jansen piano trio, right? That was in October. And then you had Gordon Rea, who is a lawyer, but he's also an author, right? And he appeared in November. You had the Dolphins. You had Imani Wins. You had the Water Island Festival. Did you have Valchev and Chekhoretova back in March?
Yes, we had that in March.
You had that in March. And then this is the last live performance, right, with the Sphinx Virtuosi?
Well, this is the last official one. But just what I said at the beginning with Mr. Williams, who always has something positive on his sleeve, there will be more. In May and in July, we will collaborate between all four of us. So St. John's, St. Thomas, St. Croix, performing arts organizations, and the VR Lottery to bring more. But yes, the Sphinx Virtuosi sets a definite dot on our season with what we like to bring.
No, that's awesome. So I just wanted to run through that, the calendar, so the public has understanding. It's not always about music. Sometimes you have live performances that include authors like Mr. Gordon Rea, and then you have screenings as well, right? You had a number of different screenings beginning in October with the life of Life of Pi.
Life of Pi.
Frankenstein, Malcolm X, Dead Man Walking, Carmen, Amazonas. And then you got the film festival coming up, which is big next month, right?
Correct. And I will make sure you get connected with Tynetta because she's instrumental in the film festival.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So when she comes on, we could talk about that as well. Ms. Provost.
Well,
Go ahead, Nicole, before I go to Ms. Provost. Go ahead.
Yeah, it also trickles down, right, the whole collaboration, because I just wanted to point out, and sorry, Janae, is that with everything going on, it trickles down even further, right? So the Youth Ensemble plays then on St. Croix on Thursday, at the Children's Museum on St. Thomas on Friday. But then they go, on invitation from Janae Provost, they go later in the month to the St. John's School of the Arts to work with the younger students there. So it all gives more action, reaction. So I'm very excited.
Okay, that's awesome. Ms. Provost, you were once assistant principal at the Julius Provost School?
This is correct, yeah.
And talk about the transition from Julius Provost to St. John's School of the Arts.
So I left the Virgin Islands when I was 17 years old to do my studies in the States. And so I lived in Georgia for almost 9 years.
Where went to school?
I went to Clark Atlanta University for my bachelor's, and I went to Mercer for my master's.
Okay. Congratulations. That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so when I came back in 2008, I actually worked at Guy Benjamin School, and I started working as a teaching artist here at the St. John School of the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
So since 2008, I was a teaching artist. So I taught an acting for radio, TV, film class, which is actually what my bachelor's degree is in, and a Caribbean movement dance class. So I went from being a teaching artist, and I also have my master's degree in education. And so I worked with the then director to help the teaching artists here develop their curriculum. And then basically after I left Guy Benjamin School and started to work at Julia Sprouse School, I became the program manager for professional development for the Department of Education. So I worked with teachers.
Oh, so you're a big shot, man. You're trying to downplay your impact, but you're a top shot, man. I hear you.
Oh goodness. So I worked with teachers, at risk teachers, new teacher development, and so the transition basically, you know, it worked. I think this whole thing is full circle. And after I did that, I became the assistant principal. And then the opportunity came here where the director was retiring. And like I said, I've been a teaching artist here, helping curriculum development here. And the arts really and truly is my first passion. And so when she retired, I applied for the position and, you know, I'm here now. I mean, the funny thing is this morning I had to go to Julia Sprouse School because we have a program there called Open Arms. We offer arts exploration classes to students with special needs. And so I went to deliver some art supplies because they're doing art this week with one of our teaching artists. And the teacher said to me, she said, you know, we lost you in one way, but we gained you in another.
Yeah, man.
I just really appreciate you, you know?
No, that's
so
not,
it just
no,
feels
nice.
Like a full circle moment. Like I said, the art has always been my passion, you know, true to who I am. So
you're excited about a brand new school over there in, what do you, West Linky, what do you call it? What area there?
So let me tell you, this is my stunt on the entire thing. The way how the St. John's School of the Arts operates is that we provide arts where there is none. So whether it be public, private, or homeschoolers.
I'm just talking about a new facility being constructed in St. John's.
Oh, a new facility, yeah. So wherever the school may be, we will be there to provide classes.
That's what I'm talking about. Your fan club texted me to say that you were a National Teacher of the Year.
Oh, yes. I was.
So wait, that tongue and cheek thing about me calling you a big shot, that was real then. That was a joke.
What? I was the St. Thomas, St. John District Teacher of the Year, and then I was the Virgin Islands Teacher. You got me stuttering now.
Congratulations. Hey, Rima Williams, nothing but big shot on this show, man. I want to thank all of you, man. Wow.
Hey, Neville,
she has her picture with Obama. I mean, she's bigger than all of us.
That's why I'm talking about.
But the key to this thing,
as we go to a break, the key to this thing, Mr. Williams, Ms. Parson, and Ms. Provost, is collaboration, right? Bringing all of the different perspectives together and executing a plan. It's one thing to plan, but execution is also critical. We'll take a break, come back, I'll let Mr. Williams respond to that because he does a lot of collaborative work. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
PBS NewsHour has a rich legacy of in-depth reporting and strong storytelling.
Only four people have sat in that chair before us, and the enormity of this moment is not lost on me. People turn to us because they know they can hear from trusted sources of information and news.
That won't change a bit, even as the faces behind the desk change.
Good evening. I'm Jeff Bennett.
And I'm Amna Nawaz.
Weekdays at 7 p.m. on WTJX TV, Channel 12.
Race is complicated. On Code Switch, we don't dumb it down for you.
And on Life Kit, we have advice on everything from money to mental health.
It's Code Switch and Life Kit from NPR.
Saturdays at 2 p.m. on WTJX FM.
I love this song!
on. I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You know a good story when you hear it. Makes you feel, laugh, think. Sometimes you get a little teary. I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday, and each week we bring you stories from around the country and around the world. Stories that help you learn, make you smile, catch you by surprise. Please join us every Saturday for the news you need and the stories you won't forget.
Weekend Edition, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
There are many complex issues that arise in our territory.
Comes with the Territory with Leslie Comision.
Join me, Leslie Comision, for a breakdown of political issues facing our territory, one conversation at a time. I'm here to be the voice you can rely on for information that is straightforward and comprehensive. Tune in to be a part of the discussion. It all comes with the Territory.
Comes with the Territory airs Sundays at 1 p.m. and re-airs at 7 p.m. on WTJX-TV, Channel 12.
And we're back here on Analyze This. We've got Brilliance joining us from all over the place. We got Nicole Parsons from the Forum. And this is their last live performance on the calendar, but they look like they got more to come. So looking forward to hearing about that. We've got Miss Jeanne Provost. And this ain't no J apostrophe N-A-E. This one is J-U-E-N-E apostrophe, right?
Actually, it's J-E-U-N-E
from Groove. What do you call it?
It's actually French. My father was taking French when they apparently named me. So it means youth, young.
That's what I'm talking about. Jeanne Provost from the St. John's School of the Arts. Among other things, and a good friend with my partner from the Mecca, Rayma Williams from the Virgin Islands Lottery, affectionately known as Nemaya, between he and I, you know what I mean? Because, hey, Nicole and Jeanne and the audience, his dad and my dad were senators together back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Way back, yep. Some 60, almost 60 years ago, way back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So check this out. Hey, hey, yo, I going to give away the secret now, Nimaya, right? Nicole and Jeanne and audience, listen to this. My dad's middle name is Nicholas. His dad's middle name is Nimaya, right? So we call each other by our dad's middle name. So that's why I refer to him as Nimaya. He calls me Nicholas. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that. Raymond Williams, I was speaking about the collaboration and how important it is and how it makes things easier if you delegate responsibility and not put too much responsibility on one person's shoulders. Like yesterday with the South Carolina Gamecocks, right? They were going up against this great player, Caitlin Clark, for Iowa. And you put too much pressure on one player, and when you got to spread out the responsibility, and it makes things work.
Yeah. That's a fact. You know, if we have Kiva on board, and just as a public service announcement, I'm looking for a CFO. So if I know anybody,
you're talking to a numbers man, so be careful. No, I'm just having fun. I enjoy doing what I do. Go right ahead. So you got CFO opening at that at the lottery?
Yeah. I promoted my CFO to my deputy executive director.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
CFO congrats. And an accountant manager as well. So you know, you wouldn't believe it, you know, these positions, like any other place else in the Virgin Islands or in the United States, you know, you talk about supply chain shortages, human resource shortages in the VI is incredible.
Wow.
I teach Dr. North. No, you know, you name the profession, even in the construction entities, can't find people. So it's been like crazy trying to get people to apply for these jobs, and the positions pay extremely well comparatively. You know, mm-hmm. You know, I can pay a CFO most of these other government agencies can't come within $20,000 of that number. But it's even notwithstanding that, everybody's holding on to who they have, you know, and I respect that. But yeah, it still doesn't help my person. But the overarching thing here is that, in order to your point, you've got to be able to spread the wealth and be able to delegate a lot of stuff. And right now, because we can't find that position, she's doing double duty. You know, I've been doing triple duty for almost a year or two. I know she's picking up a lot of that slack, but we're going to continue to persevere, and make sure that we continue to manage this enterprise. But yeah, but we definitely, I totally agree that you got to spread the wealth out there, and spreading the wealth for us is ensuring that our VI communities get the resources to do super things. And, you know, we're talking about music today. We could talk about sports tomorrow. We could talk about education the next day. I mean, we can have a conversation each day about any of these specific things that the VI lottery does. Unlike other lotteries on the mainland, where their dollars only go to education primarily,
yeah,
our dollars go across a plethora of events and activities, and just for nonprofits primarily, but also for profit that we can get a return on our investment. So it's heartwarming to do this job. It's always fun to know that you can collaborate with so many people across the Virgin Islands and make things a reality. You know, even to those naysayers that I deal with on a daily basis who complain that they're playing lottery for 50 years and they don't win. They don't generally care to hear that money they didn't win went to help to make someone's life a lot better. Children who have never traveled out of the Virgin Islands because the families weren't afford to do it. VI Lottery has made that a reality. You know, so we can go on and on. And, you know, I can preach on this subject just continuously. But
quickly before you go, because I know you're busy. Nicole mentioned that you might be collaborating on some events later this spring and in the summer.
Yes, we are. I think Nicole is a series of what, 4 or 5 events.
Yeah, it's like and just elaborating on what Mr. Williams just was telling everyone real quick. Right, I must honestly say, coming from all around the world and ending up here on the Virgin Islands, and we're doing great things with each other. It really takes a leader to be able to delegate. He says it very simple, but you need to have trust in yourself to be able to delegate. And the freedom that he is able to give to Lisa, Janae, and myself to work together and come with a plan and work with Kiva and with the rest of his team just directly in such a positive manner is incredible. I just want to put it out there, Neville, that Mr. Williams is really a diamond for the Virgin Islands. And just what he said, not only for music, but in sports and arts and all kinds of things that he's able to delegate and let the people do what they're good at, that's unbelievable.
Well, that's absolutely awesome.
True advocate for the arts.
Nothing wrong with giving Mr. Williams his flowers now. Don't wait until down the road. So we appreciate that. What I mean? So we're good with that. Anything you want to say in closing, Mr. Williams? I know you're busy and you got to run.
No, I just appreciate what Nicole just said because, you know, that is what I was hired to do. And I'm hoping that we're doing natural representation. But Nicholas, I got to see you tomorrow morning again.
Okay.
At the library.
Yeah. That's another big event. We got the Florence Williams Library, the actual opening tomorrow. So that's going to be good. Looking forward to that.
I'll see you then.
Without a doubt, man. Thanks for all you do territory-wide with the contributions. And Ms. Muller did mention that are you trying to expand a lot of the things you do to St. Thomas and St. John as well. So that's good. Yep. Make it territory-wide, you know? Yep.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's Mr. Raymond Williams from the Virgin Islands Lottery. And he's a supporter of a lot of what the forum does and of course, Ms. Provost as well. So let me get the details for Saturday, Ms. Parsons. Sphinx Virtuosi will be in the territory performing, and it starts on Thursday and it works its way through Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Yeah, through Saturday. They're leaving on Sunday. So they're arriving on the Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to St. John on the Saturday. And I'll let Janae can talk about that because she always has such an amazing program when artists come over. And then the forum presents the orchestra on Saturday. At the Prior Jolly Hall, the court judge is open at 7. The concert starts at 8. I want to remind everyone, we have a highlight of a community talent that we started a series with. So come out and see who that will be this time. And I can only say, treat yourself. Go to our website, the forum, usvi.org, get your ticket. Shout out to the schools. We have two sponsors that are giving more than 20 tickets to students. So please connect with me if you have a group of students of your school that you like to take to the concert, because we can have complimentary tickets for them. And that's it from my end.
Good. Ms. Provost, you want to keep promoting the St. John School of the Arts and encouraging our young people to embrace arts in multiple different forms, dance, music, what have you? Looks like we lost Ms.
I'm here. I don't know what happened just now, but I'm back.
I was asking you to if you want to encourage our young people to embrace the arts, whether it be dance, music, actual canvas, what have you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We are excited to welcome, Sphinx on Friday. Our concert starts at 8 p.m. We actually just started our Sis Frank Series Concert Club, and that's our concert club is in the schools, and we provide student tickets as well. So I'm excited about being able to continue that work. But yes, we do not turn back any student that's interested in taking any of our classes. There are scholarships available, and we have some great sponsors that have actually sponsored entire classes. So you can find out more at stjohnschoolofthearts.org about our class offerings and some of our special programming as well.
Good. And don't forget, for those who are interested, you can go to www.sphinxmusic.org, sphinxmusic.org, to find out more about Sphinx Virtuoso and these Black and Latin musicians playing classical music, who are going to be here in the territory over the weekend. 18 accomplished Black and Latin artists, a critical aim of Sphinx Virtuosi. Nicole Parsons, Janae Provost, I want to thank both of you for joining us this morning, and continued success going forward in all you do in promoting the arts here in the Virgin Islands.
Thank you, Neville. And just for St. Croix, I want to emphasize CMC Arts, Thursday, 6 o'clock, VIA Youth Ensemble will perform. Alumni of the VIA Youth Ensemble who are teaching now in the school system on St. Croix, they will come out and sit in. So it's going to be a great time at CMC Arts Frederikstad, 6 o'clock. And then Children's Museum at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 8, the VIA Youth Ensemble will play there for their auction and their set, their presentation of children's art. So it's a full weekend.
Thank you very much to both of you.
Thank you.
You got it. That's...
Thank you, Neville. And I will get you connected with Tainetta.
Yeah. Get me hooked up with Tainetta so we could talk and we could continue to promote and feel proud of Virgin Islanders who are making an impact in the global in the global markets. Is very, very important. It means a lot to me. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
You got it. That's Ms. Janae Provost from the St. John School of the Arts and Ms. Nicole Parson from the Forum. They got Sphinx Virtuosi joining us this weekend here in the Terror. Every time I think of Sphinx, my mind runs on Dwayne Thomas. He used to be a running back for the Dallas Cowboys way back in the day, like 50 years ago. And he was like an enigma. And I learned a lot, because I used to coach some basketball. And I remember reading Tom Landry talking about him. And Tom Landry said, you can respect everybody. And you have to respect everybody. But you can't treat everybody the same. everybody different. Some people have the ability to process you talking to them a certain way, and others do not. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta be careful about how you communicate with people. So it's interesting how every time I see the word Sphinx, I think of Dwayne Thomas in that regard. Now, great show today. You know, we started out with Cecile Villanueva. Don't forget, right, the solar eclipse, right, taking place this afternoon. Cloud cover going to have some kind of impact, right? And I was looking at the map, right? And depending on where you're at, you know what I'm saying? And the map actually goes all the way from, hold on there. I'm sure I got this right. Let me pull up the map here, right? From Mazatlan, right, in Mexico, right? They got this diagonal thing on the mainland, right? And it runs through Dallas, Carbondale, Illinois, Cleveland, Ohio, right? Hold on there. And it works all the way up to Canada. I had a couple of different sites that I went to. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be, okay, here we go, right? Dallas, Texas at 1:42 Central Time. Carbondale, Illinois at 2:01 Central Time. Cleveland, Ohio at 3:15 Eastern Time, right? Buffalo, New York at 3:20. Burlington, Vermont at 3:27. And Caribou, Maine at 3:33 Eastern Time. And also on Little Rock, Arkansas. I forgot to mention Little Rock, Arkansas. 10 minutes after Dallas, right? So that's all about nature, man, and the movement of the moon, you know what I mean? Getting between the sun and the earth and all that good stuff. And we might see a little bit, you know, depending on cloud cover down here as well. Okay, so looking forward to this experience. And they say if you don't catch it now, the next time again going to be 2044. Right? That's 20 years down the road. So we're going to see who's going to catch that. Right? The moon will black out the sun for viewers in parts of the Midwest and the Northeast. And for those of us down here, since we are a little bit to the east of that and the south, we might get a piece of it as well. Anyway, be good, be safe. Talk to you tomorrow. Zeno Bain coming tomorrow. So looking forward to talking with Zeno. And Malito Smith going to join us as well. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
Weekday mornings are a juggle, sometimes even a struggle. Morning Edition from NPR News eases you into your day and keeps you company through the chaos of a busy morning. Hear interviews that give you context on the day's biggest stories, along with reporting and updates on the latest breaking news. Stay on top of the world with Morning Edition every weekday.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
Human beings have been making music for tens of thousands of years. It brings us together. It has the power to communicate emotions and ideas. It's a profound part of the human experience. Hear the stories behind the music you love and new music you might fall in love with. I'm Raina Duras. Join me for in-depth interviews with artists who are continuing that musical history on World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.